Wow. Never thought you'd be the type to take on that many monsters by yourself. Color me impressed. Aw, why'd you stop? You looked really cool doing that. What? Can't a girl sit back and watch her enemy just for the fun of it? Oh, let me guess. You're practicing some sort of secret technique that I'm not supposed to know about until we face off against each other, right? I can close my eyes if you want. Go ahead now. Do your thing. I'm not looking. I'm not hearing anything. You didn't leave, did you? Oh, good. You're still there. I probably would have looked really stupid if I were just standing around with my eyes closed, huh? Hey. No, that's uncalled for. Do I look like I have a weapon on me? Oh, shoot. You're right. I did pull a knife out that one time. Forget about that. My bad. If it makes you feel better, I'll show it to you right now. Full transparency. See? Now, onto the ground it goes. I can empty out the rest of my pockets if you want. Maybe there'll be something interesting in there. I don't know. Could be a bouquet of your favorite flowers for all you know. Handpicked. Just for you. Now, what's wrong with that? I can still be your enemy and show my appreciation for you, can't I? Who cares who I focus my efforts on most of the time? I'm focusing on you right now. Because that's what I want to do. Is that so wrong? To be honest, I'm not really interested in dealing with either of those two at the moment. But while we're on the subject, how are the boys doing? Gotten any stronger since the last time we faced each other? Sounds about right. Might need to start hitting the training ground again to one up them. Well, of course. He especially needs to be put in his place. I can't have him thinking he's got even the slightest chance against me. He most certainly doesn't. I've gotten into enough fights with him to prove that. Where do you think you're going? I can't have you dragging him over here just for that. He's not even supposed to know I'm here. Because I came to talk to you in private. That's why. Definitely not to face you in combat, that's for sure. There's a reason I have a bit of a rivalry going on with him and not you, you know. No, I very much respect your strengths. It's just that they happen to be in other areas. Of course, I know what you're good at. I think I've seen you enough times to get a decent read on you. I keep an eye on a lot of things when I'm on the battlefield. And it's not just what's in front of me. That's right. You are in front of me this time. So that means you have my full, undivided attention. Not even the boys can say they've ever gotten that. There's a really good reason for that, actually. It comes down to one major difference between you and them. Oh, absolutely. The difference is huge. We're talking night and day here. It's something they're completely lacking in that you have in spades. It's honestly scary how much you've got. Makes me weak in the knees just thinking about it. Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if I could ever face you one-on-one because of it. I don't know how long I'd last. Oh, I don't think I could ever rival you in that. But then again, I'm probably not the best judge for it. Maybe your opinion can be the deciding factor. Definitely. It'll give me a better idea of whether we both have the same weakness or not. Yes. That's the very reason I came to speak with you right now. It's important to me that I find out. Don't you want to know too? Might help you out in the future. Just you. I don't think your friends will get anything out of it, unless they're scummy backstabbers. But that shouldn't be an issue as long as you don't say a word about it to anyone. Let me just say, I trust you'll need a little convincing to keep it to yourself. You'll know exactly why when I tell you. Are you aware of your own strengths? Yes, but what about the other ones? There's one in particular I've been concerned about for a while. I'm surprised you haven't picked up on it yourself. But my God, when you do, you'll be a force to be reckoned with. You really don't know. It's that you're so irresistibly cute. That's what. Yeah. Once you start intentionally making those faces at me with all the little noises you do, I'll be a goner. Hey, wait a sec. Don't just leave like that. I said not to leave. I'm not done talking with you. Yes, I still have a few things I want to. I did say there was a reason you aren't my rival in combat. So don't try that again, unless you want to replace your weapon. Now, let's just get rid of that before you decide to attack me again. You can pick it up once we're done here. Oh, what's wrong? You're scared, aren't you? Don't be. I'm not doing anything. It's all fine. My knife's on the ground, and I've got nothing else on me. There's a lot of things I can do with my hands, none of which involve strangling or bruising you. But I'll leave it up to you where I put them. It can be anywhere you like. I'm not picky. Oh no. I'm not going to force you into anything. That's why the choice is yours. I'll go as slowly as you want. That's the entire point, isn't it? I need to test the waters and see if this is your weakness too.
Well, is it?
Guess finding out the answer will take some time, But I can live with that. I'm very patient. Just so you know, I will find out. I'll just have to keep a closer eye on you from now on. Oh, is there a problem with that? It might come as a shock to you, but you've always been in my sights. Now, whether I've had an interest in you or not since then, that's something to think about. It is supposed to be hard to believe. I did my best to keep it to myself until the right moment, which just so happens to be now. But otherwise, you've pretty much gotten the full picture of me. I assure you that what you see is what you get with me. No hidden motives or anything like that. I am simply smitten. That's all there is to it. Yes, it really is my greatest weakness. But is it one you share with me? Knowing changes nothing for our usual meetups. It'll be used for a different kind of battle. Preferably a private one, away from the prying eyes of your friends. It's less a battle between you and me, and more of me and your heart. And you should know by now that losing isn't one of my fortes. Let me give you the heads up then, just so we can level the playing field. I'll tell you exactly how I plan to go about this.
If it isn't already your weakness, then I'll make it one.
Put up a good, hard fight for me. It'll make the outcome all the more worth it. Make sure to prepare yourself, because this battle will start much sooner than you might expect. No, you don't get a choice in that. Well, I hope you're a quick thinker. Otherwise, you'll need some time to ensure you're ready. I'll leave you to it then. Let me just grab my knife and I'll be out of your hair for the time being. Here we are. Just gotta make a little room for it. How about we take this out? You like any of these? Probably at least 15 different kinds of flowers in here. I figured if I picked a variety, there'd be at least one that's your favorite. But if not, I can try again. Take a look through them and let me know next time, all right? But until then. Oh, and one more thing. This encounter stays between us. It's our little secret.